good. What I wanted to give you a chance to talk about, you know, right off the bat, National Monuments and the Antiquities Act. You know, are there some monuments that are facing direct threats from the administration? And if so, you know, what are those monuments?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Trump administration, starting back in April, issued an executive order calling on Secretary Zinke to review 27 national monuments that have been designated over the last 21 years. Since that time, we saw in September a leaked memo that was leaked out of the Department of the Interior that showed that they clearly had their sights set on probably up to 10 national monuments that were considering all monuments under threat until we see what action the administration is going to take. You know, clearly the Bears Ears in southeastern Utah has the sites of the administration on it, as well as the Grand Staircase, Escalante, and there's a list that goes from there, Oregon Mountain, Desert Peaks in southern New Mexico. These are incredibly beautiful places, provide great hunting, great opportunities for families to get into the outdoors, and also really important heritage sites, cultural sites, often significant to Native Americans, also holds the history of settlement and the movement of you know, pioneers across the West. And so, very special places. And it's clear that the, Trump administration, led by, Secretary Zinke of the Interior is, looking to roll back these national monuments and open them up to industrial development.
Now, one of the things about that is you think, what does the public think about this? So in a recent poll, let's just say it doesn't sound like there's a lot of support for this idea.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and not surprising, Americans love their public lands, love our national parks, our national monuments. Again, this is how we get out in the outdoors, whether it's in a lot of times hunting, camping with our families, learning about our history. You know, these are special places. You know, you go back to the summer, 2.8 million people commented, to the Department of the Interior on this monument review. That's a significant number of people to comment on a federal agency process. Probably one of the largest numbers of comments in history. 99% of those comments were in favor of keeping all 27 national monuments the way they are, including 85% of the comments coming from Utah, where you have Bears Ears and you have the Grand Staircase Escalante. So tremendous public support for keeping these places the way they are. Of course, you go back to the executive order that was issued by President Trump back in April, and it seems like they had really front-loaded this with a predetermined outcome. At that time, President Trump announced, you know, there's some of these monuments that should have never been designated. So it's pretty obvious where they're coming from. And they have a predetermined agenda to open up these monuments to industrial development.
All right. What I wanted to, you talk about how they kind of benefit local communities, but most importantly, you know, people might not understand, you know, the Antiquities Act, either, because it's not a new law, you know, by any means. I mean, so it sounds like we're kind of talking about changing some, let's just say, rather long-standing thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. You know, the Antiquities Act was passed by Congress and signed by Teddy Roosevelt in 1906. The first national monument designated was Devil's Tower in Wyoming. It's also was used to designate the Grand Canyon, which later became a national park, Olympic National Park, originally started out as a national monument. So this you know, there's approximately 122 national monuments across the country that again, natural sites, historic sites, been used by 16 presidents, 8 Republicans, 8 Democrats. So you have bipartisan support for the Antiquities Act. You have both Republican and Democratic presidents using this law to designate and permanently protect very special places, and often special places that have the support of local communities. It's not like a president just wakes up one day and declares, all right, I'm going to sign a proclamation and make this a national monument. You're often talking years and of public meetings that involve the public, local business owners, local elected officials, in making these determinations. So they're often quite inclusive processes that involve the public.
Brian, if people would like more information, you know, Brian, where would you direct them if they wonder, how can I find out more about this? How can I express my opinion? There's certainly lots of ways to do that.
Absolutely. I'd encourage people to check out the Conservation Lands Foundation website. That website can be found at conservationlands.org.
All right. Awesome. I appreciate that. You know, Brian, always good, you know, certainly good to talk to you. And, you know, perhaps we will, you know, be able to do that again.
Great. Sounds good. Look forward to it. Thank you for having me.